Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Shannon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nelson Briles. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Nelson Briles. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon juggles the ball. That's an error on Shannon. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Brock for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball four. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torre moves to second. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Shannon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torre scores. McCarver moves to third. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCarver scores. Shannon moves to third. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Javier. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Javier steals second. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Maxville hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Bryles is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bryles strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Williams reaches second base with a double. Beckert goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson bunts towards the mound. Jenkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Cardinals, 2. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Javier strikes out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Nelson Briles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briles is 0 for 1 in the game. Briles hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flood. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Flood steals second. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pinson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Torre is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Torre is hit by the pitch. Tim McCarver batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McCarver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. McCarver reaches second base with a double. Flood scores. Torre moves to third. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shannon is walked intentionally. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dave Ricketts pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Dave Ricketts is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ricketts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Briles is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Briles is 0 for 2 in the game. Briles hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Brock. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Beckert applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Hunt's now playing shortstop. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Flood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Torre hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinson moves to third. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McCarver is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McCarver hits a line drive towards the mound. Jenkins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Shannon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shannon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hundley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jenkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hunts strikes out. 1 out. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field. Hickman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hickman. Javier moves to third. Davalillo moves to second. Ken Johnson now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Brock is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Brock is walked intentionally. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Flood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to home to get Javier. Davalillo moves to third. Brock moves to second. 2 outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Davalillo scores. Brock moves to third. Flood moves to second. It's Cubs, 4, Cardinals, 4. Phil Regan now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Torre is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Torre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. Flood scores. Pinson moves to third. It's 6-4, Cardinals. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McCarver is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McCarver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinson scores. Torre moves to second. It's 7-4, Cardinals. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Shannon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shannon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing right field. Joe Horner now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Kessinger bunts towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.